they can go to a couple of different websites. First and foremost, before any of this is going to work, it all starts with cleanliness. So it does come back to husbandry. You know, have we cleaned up the round bale rings that are out there where we fed, you know, through the winter and through the early spring? Those are hotbeds for fly breeding. You know, clean those up, spread those out, you know, scoop them in the back of spreaders and spread it on your crop ground or whatever. Get rid of them because those are hotbred. So it all starts with cleanliness, but you can go to basically two different websites, centralflycontrol.com, and it's going to have most of the information that I've just covered on Clarifly and Elticid on all species. It will also have you calculators on there on how to feed it if you're buying raw product and mixing it, or if you're buying it through a commercial grain of any brand. It's going to have a lot of information on there. And then you also are going to need, even though you might be feeding fly control affecting future generations of flies, you're still going to potentially have the need for ear tags, for back rubbers, for pour-ons, and that you can find at starbar.com. That's also another vertical that we work with. It has adulticides, fly baits, sticky traps that we maybe even use in our kitchen to control house flies, and that kind of stuff is all going to be on that Starbar website on how to use them in conjunction with the feed-through or just by themselves.